Hello and welcome to the 47th episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. I also run the website, poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. Hope everybody's having a good week. We are getting back into the swing of things after our excellent vacation at Walt Disney World. My parents decided after our trip about 9 months ago to become Disney Vacation Club members. And so because of the points or whatever kind of math you have to do, it wound up making sense for us to go again last week, which actually coincided with my birthday, the Super Bowl, and the opening of the Winter Olympics, which was kind of a cool trifecta to hit. But, of course, more than that, it was also a lot of fun to take our two-year-old there and to see how she responded to Disney now that she's, like, 9 months older than she used to be, which is, you know, like a fourth of her life, so she's far more mature now than she was then. We did the same thing as we did last time, where we ordered some groceries to the room because it has like a kitchen and a fridge and all this stuff, because it's a vacation club villa. You get, in this case, we got two rooms, a kitchen, and like a living room space. And it worked out really well because the room was perfectly sized. Last time, we had one bedroom, and then my parents slept on a pull-out couch in the living room, and that was a little difficult just because, you know, they didn't have their own space. You know, nobody could stay up late if they wanted to, although we were all pretty tired most of the time, and there was only one like shower, so we really had to kind of figure things out. But this time we each had our own rooms and our own showers and all that stuff, so that part went swimmingly. Speaking of swimming and water, one of my favorite parts of the room itself was the shower. I'm a big shower fan. I've pretty much always had a regular shower, but I've always wanted like a really cool shower with a bunch of crazy shower heads and whatnot. And this one didn't have like 30 or whatever, which is what I would like in my ultimate bathroom, but it did have one of those big overhead like rain showers. I don't know what they're called, but it's like a big disc and it just shoots rain down. Or water. And then they also had one on the wall that was mounted that you could pull off that was like a sprayer. So that was pretty cool. And I probably showered more than I would have normally. Although, since it was so hot there, it was nice to shower on a regular basis. Of course, I can't talk about going to Florida in the middle of February from New York without saying that it was awesome to get out of this cold. I think it was something like a 30 to 40 degree temperature difference between here when we left and when we got to Florida. For all but the last 2 or 3 days, it was in the 80s. It dropped down a little bit. It got colder on my birthday, which stunk a little bit. And then Friday, it was kind of rainy and cold, but not too bad. And then Saturday we left, but it was still kind of rainy when we left, which is nice. It actually happened the same way last time, where like the day we left actually wasn't very good. And we found out that the next few days weren't going to be very good weather-wise either. So that kind of helped everybody get, you know, back on their planes and come back to their 20-degree homes. So the main focus this time was seeing characters for Lucy and then going on a few rides with Lucy, and then my dad would go on a few, because since Em's pregnant, she can't go on the rides that she would go on last time. But yeah, even more so than last time, I think this one was more, like, zeroed in on what Lucy wants to do, because in addition to, you know, her just being young and kind of the focal point, and me not really having a ton of things I want to do, because we did so many things 9 months ago when we were there, this is going to be the last time that she gets to go on her own. Next time, when we go, it's every 2 years, basically, so when we go next time, little baby, as we're calling him, will be the same age-ish that she is now, and she'll be almost 5, which is insane to think about. So we'll have to maybe split up more, or kind of split focus and learn to compromise and all that. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, this was her last time going solo and really just being able to zero in on what she wanted. So we did that. In order to get all the princesses and characters that we wanted to, my wife and dad and mom planned things out really well. I didn't really have much to do with it, because I'm more of a just, let's just go do it. Doesn't really work for Disney. Luckily, they're planners. And, you know, we talked about things, but they really nailed it all down. So we did a couple of character meals. We did one at Chef Mickey's in the Contemporary. That was this big buffet. I think we went there for dinner. And you get to see what they call, you know, the Fab Five there. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Pluto. Lucy loved that. And then we also went to a character breakfast in Hollywood Studios that I can't remember the name of right now, but I'll put it in the show notes, where she got to see Doc McStuffins, Handy Manny, even though she doesn't really know who that is. Jake from Jake and the Neverland Pirates. And Sophia the First, which is a show she loves. So that was cool. And then in addition to that, we got some fast passes. You can go in and see princesses at certain fast pass locations. So we saw two one day, two another day. We also saw Tinkerbell and her sister from that Frozen Wings movie or whatever it's called. And so she was, you know, loving all this stuff. We even went and saw Minnie Mouse by herself in addition to the Chef Mickey. And Minnie Mouse in Disney World wears her red and white dress, even though in the cartoon Mickey Mouse Clubhouse she usually wears pink. And it kind of mixes it up in the even newer cartoons. But my wife made a dress for Lucy that looked just like Minnie Mouse's dress. Same, you know, fabric and all that kind of stuff. And so they got some pictures together. And then we also saw a Mickey Mouse that actually talks, which was really cool. I'm not quite sure how it worked, but the mouth on the mask moved, and it was like the perfect voice. So I don't know if the person inside is a really good Mickey Mouse impersonator, or there's somebody around that can do the voice and was like piping it in or whatever, but that was really impressive. The biggest thing we had to wait for, though, and I'm talking like 3+ hours, was getting her photo taken with Anna and Elsa from Frozen. Now, this is actually my biggest problem with this trip. Instead of putting Anna and Elsa where, say, Sleeping Beauty and Snow White are right now, which is this place where, like I said before, you can get a fast pass, you can go in, you can get your picture taken with them. It's really organized. It's inside mostly. And it's a really good setup. Instead, they're in Norway in Epcot, which really isn't set up for this kind of thing. For one thing, you're outside the whole time. And for us, the day that we were standing outside, the first hour and a half was kind of overcast, and it was a little bit rainy. So if it had rained, we all would have gotten soaked, because the whole line is outside. And then, in addition to that, there's no shade there where, like, the main part of the line is. So when the clouds went away and the sun burned through, which would have been great normally, it was just kind of beating down on us standing there. And she was getting really hot, and she was wearing this Sleeping Beauty dress that she got the night before. We tried to get a Anna or Elsa dress, but apparently they're completely sold out in Disney World, which was kind of a bummer because a lot of other kids had them, but they must have gotten them, you know, back home or whatever. But yeah, I wasn't very impressed with how that line was set up, or that there was no fast pass. I mean, this movie came out around like Thanksgiving, I think. So if it was still 2013 and they were struggling with how popular the film was, then I could understand it. But we saw that movie on January 1st, and we were there for the first week of February. So in that time, it seems to me like Disney should have been able to figure out a better way to get people in to see those princesses. And that's really my only complaint. I thought everything else was really good. The food we had was fantastic, like surprisingly good, especially on the buffets, which I think we all kind of thought would be like, eh, not so good, but they were all pretty good. So that's my main complaint. And I, you know, unfortunately, the way it worked out is we had done World Showcase a previous day. And then that day we were going to do, you know, the lands in Epcot, which is one of my favorite parts because I think it's cool seeing all the technology, and I like the Figment ride, and I like going through Spaceship Earth and all these things. But we weren't able to do them because by the end of the, you know, photos and everything, Lucy was exhausted. She wanted to go back. I think we might have hit one or two rides and then just gone home back to the hotel. So it was kind of a bummer. I wish they had that set up better. But she still seems to have really liked it. And my parents got her the Golden Book. It's actually a bigger Golden Book. It's actually called a big Golden Book. I'm looking at it. For Frozen. And they both signed the cover. And she's had it read to her at least once every day since then. So she's really digging it. We actually already pre-ordered the movie like right after we saw it. And I think that's coming next month. So I'm sure I will be seeing that like a million times. But it was just cool. You know, she liked seeing them. And it might have been tough that day, but I hope it's a good memory that she has and remembers the good parts of it, not necessarily the being roasted alive in a fairly boring country in Epcot in order to get a couple pictures taken. Aside from that, though, we had pretty good luck. You know, like I said, the weather held out. We also went to Hollywood Studios for a day. I like that park a lot, and she got to see a couple Disney Junior shows, and my wife and I actually got our pictures taken with Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope von Schweetz from Wreck-It Ralph, of course. And Lucy at first said she wasn't interested in that and stayed with my parents. And so Em and I got in line. And the waiting area for that part is really cool because it's made up to look like the Grand Central Terminal from the movie, but on a smaller scale. So some of the plugs have different game names over them, and there's little screens playing different parts from different games. And then there is like a ticker on one wall that has all kinds of different video game jokes going by, so as if you're getting on the train to go back into those games like in the movie. And so that was cool. You know, I'm a longtime video game fan, so that was fun. And then getting our picture taken. As soon as we got up there, Lucy was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we waited in line. They did some fun stuff. Lucy ran over and got into a picture with us. And I think it's a pretty good one. I actually haven't gone through all the pictures yet. They're still on my camera. Might need to clear off some more space on my computer, really, to get them all on there, because we snapped quite a few. And plus, my mom had her camera, and she took a bunch. So we're going to try and combine all the pictures at some point and kind of see what all we got. We also hit up Animal Kingdom. Last time we went there, Lucy had a super fun time in the petting zoo, and that was one of the things that she remembered the most. She was like, we're gonna go to Disney World, let's go to the petting zoo, which was pretty funny considering all the things that she had done before. So she was jazzed about that. But this time the animals weren't out like as much. They have kind of an area where they can go that's roped off, so you're not supposed to go in there. And then the pigs were just sleeping. Last time they were running around, and like the pigs loved her. This time they were all just sleeping against the fence, and she saw a cow and some goats were out, but none of the sheep came out because I guess it was pretty hot. And this was the first time we'd ever been to Animal Kingdom where it didn't rain. I think the last few times it was like torrential downpours while we were there, and we got soaked, and so it was kind of a little bit miserable. But this time we had good weather. We got to see pretty much everything we wanted to. And then we headed back. We even kind of took it easy one day where I think it was the Epcot day where we waited for Anna and Elsa. We came back to the hotel. We got lunch by the pool. And then I went back to the room. Oh, the other thing that the bathroom had was like a giant tub with like a jet tub. And so I used that. I just laid back, you know, just because I like tubs. Even here, we've got a tub in our condo. And occasionally I'll fill it up and soak a little bit and read. And it's just a nice, it's nice. Sometimes it's to cool down, sometimes it's to warm up. I just like tubs. And I would like to get a tub like this in our new house at some point eventually, when we get a new house. So yeah, I soaked in the tub. They were down at the pool. Lucy ran around. We stayed at the Grand Floridian in their villas for vacation club members. And they also have this really cool pool for little kids that's set up a lot like the pool at Sesame Place, where there's kind of all these things and you can pull on ropes and water sprays out, and water's always spraying out. And then there is a big Mad Hatter hat at the top that's kind of upside down, and water's always pouring into it. And at a certain point, when the water gets up to a certain level, it goes through a tube and that runs through like a paddle, and that hits a bell. And so when the bell goes off, you know that it's about to tip over. And when that happens, it lands on a couple of like flat but angled planes, and that kind of spreads the water out, but it still comes down. And Lucy wasn't really into being under that, but she liked running around that pool and had a good time there. We also took her to a slightly bigger pool that was like 4 feet deep at the deepest part, and she liked standing with like the water up to her chin and just kind of walking around. But then she would go like one step too far and be like, I need to get out. But she liked the water. I wasn't sure how she would do because she stops taking baths forever ago. She hasn't been swimming since the summer, and she hates the shower now. But she seemed to like the water and playing, and she would kind of sit down. It took her a while to kind of warm up to the idea. And then, much to my amazement, later on at one point, she actually agreed to take a bath in the tub that I had used, which shocked me. My mom gave her a bath, and she loved it. I couldn't believe it, because I'd offered to give her a bath, too, at some point, and she said no. But, you know, my mom has this gift with kids and people in general, I guess, and that worked. So I'm not really sure if it'll work here. I've got to clean the tub out, because we kind of used it to, like, drain anything wet or put our, like, wet clothes from shoveling or playing in the snow in there, so it's kind of dirty, but I just need to clean it up a little bit, and maybe I can get her to take another bath, but we'll see. I don't know. But overall, I think she had a really good time. Like I said, it was a little tough at the end because the weather got cold. I mean, cold for where you are. Obviously, it's relative, and I'm not complaining compared to people who are here having to deal with a bunch of snow, or, you know, where my parents are from, or anywhere where they were getting a lot of snow. It was rainy and wet and chilly, not cold even. But when you're used to 80s and it goes down to like 60s, you feel it. You know, I'm not saying it's worse than anybody else, but it's just something you felt. So that last day was kind of tough. Plus, I noticed in the last 2 days that my throat was starting to feel bad. I don't know if you can tell on the recording. I'm a little congested now. But I felt like I had some drainage in the back of my throat. And I was really worried that it was going to blow up into something bigger. I wasn't feeling great on Friday. And then Saturday, when we flew back home, I was worried about my ears. And they wound up hurting kind of a lot because whatever was going on was in my ears too, and all the pressure changes, and it was kind of a bummer. But I feel okay now, kind of sniffly and all that, but not too bad. Coughing a little bit. Lucy seemed to have a little bit of a cold. My mom got hit way worse. She's been sick the last couple of days, so hopefully she's feeling better by the time this goes up on Wednesday, and we can all get back to normal. Oh, speaking of, you know, the actual travel there and back. Lucy did a great job. Em put Monsters University and Little Mermaid on her Kindle because we've got the movies and they came with digital copies finally, which is nice. So they were on there and she watched Monsters University like twice on the way there and twice on the way back and she seemed fine. She got a little restless on the plane and kind of wanted to get up and walk around a little bit, which we let her do on the way there, but it got a little turbulent on the way back. And just wasn't sure if that was such a great idea. Since there were three of us and we were on a plane with two seats on each side, Em and Lucy sat on one side, and then I sat on the aisle seat across from them, directly across, which worked out really well. We were also lucky enough to have kind of a nice person in the seat behind me going there and back who, you know, kind of talked to Lucy and interacted with her a little bit. You know, you always worry about her bugging people, but I'm pretty sure both of them were kind of okay with it. Overall, though, she did really good on the trip, on the travel, all that. When we got back, we had to deal with some snow because it snowed, I want to say like Tuesday, and I was actually worried because these are the things I worry about. I knew my car was going to be here, and we don't really know anybody in our building or around here that I would trust to like give my keys to in case of a big snow. And especially after the time, you know, a month ago or whatever, when the car got towed and I had to find it and all this stuff, I was worried that something was going to happen to it. So before we left, I asked Em, do you think I should actually move it over by the dumpster so that it's kind of out of the way? And then if it does snow, then it won't be kind of holding everything up. And she's like, you know, you're in a spot in a corner, just in a different part. It should be fine. And so I said, okay. And then, of course, we came home, and the entire lot is plowed except for my car in the corner, and it has about 3 feet of snow behind it and about a foot on either side. And, you know, it actually didn't bother me because I knew going in that this would be what happens. And so I kind of took some time on Sunday, went down there and dug it out. And I did my best to dig the whole spot out. I mean, I was able to get my car out in about 15 minutes. And then I spent another 15 minutes trying to clear the spot as best I could because I felt bad from taking up like a good prime spot for so long. And then I figured I would vacate it so somebody else could get in there and take it up. Although I was a little conflicted even on that because it wasn't all the way clear. And I thought maybe I should go back in it just as like a not punishment, but just like, you know, so somebody else didn't have to go in there. But I shoveled it down as best I could. There's pretty much a solid coating of ice underneath everything, though. The snow itself was pretty powdery, so the shoveling wasn't actually that big of a deal, but it was just something I felt I should do because, you know, we're kind of all in this together here. It was actually worse at the airport parking where, you know, we did long-term parking because we were gone for a week. And there's like a shuttle van that comes and picks you up and drops you off. And I was going to tip this guy like $5 because he was going to drop our bags off. And I figured that the parking lot would have been plowed well, but it wasn't. And so there was a couple feet of snow behind my car there. But they must have had different weather because there was basically an inch of hard icy snow on top of everything and then powder underneath. So luckily the guy had two shovels in his van, and I used one to kind of clear out the back, and then he used another one to kind of get the side so Em and Lucy could get in the car. But that still took a while. Like I said, I was going to tip him $5. And after he was so helpful, I gave him 20. And then after that, he even helped some more because it turned out that it was going to be more difficult for me to get out than I originally thought. But we finally got out, did the hour home, and, you know, had kind of an afternoon here on Saturday, which was kind of nice. And then Sunday, we took it kind of easy. Like I said, I shoveled out the car. We got some breakfast in the morning. And just stayed in the rest of the day. We've been watching the Olympics a little bit. I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of torn on the Winter Olympics. There's so much, like, racing that I don't care about. Like, speed skating is only really cool to watch if it's the sprinters. And I'm not really into figure skating. And hockey's kind of okay. And there's just so many weird sports, like luge and bobsled. And ski jumping's been on a bunch, which is kind of interesting. I didn't realize they actually judged that, like gymnastics or skating. But it's cool just to see, you know, what people can do. And they've been doing the snowboard stuff, which is neat. So I've been kind of getting into some of it. Today being Monday, Lucy was back in control of the television, so we watched a bunch of her stuff. But in a little bit of TV talk, she finally accepted watching Jungle Book recently. We didn't see anybody from Jungle Book, but since they're releasing the DVD on Blu-ray soon, or maybe recently, whatever it is, they had all kinds of advertisements for it at Disney World. And then when we were watching Disney Channel, or maybe it was just a regular channel, the ad came up and she was like, "Want to watch Jungle Book?" And so I was like, "Fine, I've been trying to get you to watch this movie for 2 years basically." So we threw it on and she actually really liked it. And it's neat because I remember when the movie came out on VHS back in the day, I was probably in grade school, and it was either around my dad's birthday or Father's Day. And I knew that that was his favorite from when he was a kid. We might have even gone to see it in the theater if they re-released it, but I'm not sure about that. So I got him, like, the movie on tape, and then I kind of put together, like, a package for, like, watching movies. So, like, a thing of popcorn and some other snacks and maybe a soda or something. And so I kind of put that all together in a basket that my mom had, and that was his birthday present. So that's a movie that I remember going back, one of the older ones. I wasn't really into the older Disney movies so much growing up, unless they were just on Disney Channel at the time or whatever. But, you know, that was one that I had a connection with. I also used to listen to the soundtrack to go to sleep when I was a kid. I mentioned that I used to have a hard time falling asleep, and so I would sometimes put that on, or, like, old-time radio shows. That became my main staple. But for a little while, I was listening to the Jungle Book soundtrack. And so it was cool to have her watch that. You know, she seemed to like it, and she actually asked to watch it again today, but I think she was in her "I don't want to fall asleep, I want to ask for everything possible" mode leading up to a nap. So I kind of just took it easy, and she fell asleep. Oh, also speaking of, you know, movies that we watch a lot, one of the places I wanted to stop at Epcot was Japan. In the countries, and I don't know if I'd been in the big store there or not, but they import a bunch of stuff from Japan and they sell it. And so we were just kind of walking around. I write about a lot of Japanese toys, not a lot, but some Japanese toys over on CBR for my toy column, Toying Around. And so I thought it would be cool to kind of see some of these things in person and just, you know, just see some stuff. So we're walking around, and all of a sudden we get to a part and they've got Totoros. And I've said this before, she loves My Neighbor Totoro. And to our surprise, she actually didn't want the kitty bus, which she loves, or it's called cat bus, I guess she calls it kitty bus. She didn't want that. She didn't want the big Totoro, which is good because it was pretty expensive. She wanted like a little tiny blue one that's only maybe like 3 inches tall, which wound up being great for, you know, money purposes. but we got that for her, and I guess the lady that, you know, rang it up for my wife was really excited that she was into Totoro and all that kind of stuff. So that was kind of a neat thing that relates back to, you know, TV and movies that she watches, and just kind of seeing those characters out in the wild a little bit. Oh, one other thing I wanted to say about characters at Disney World. There's a thing that happens in Hollywood Studios at about 2:30. My wife found out about this on a guy's website. He writes and tweets or whatever about character sightings in the parks. And it's not a secret, but they don't really advertise it. At 2:30, back in the kind of area where it's just like backdrops of city streets and whatnot, they release a bunch of characters kind of out of nowhere, and you can line up and take pictures with them. It's kind of like how they used to do it. I remember as a kid, we knew about this thing where a double-decker bus would pull up at some point in one of the parks, and all these characters would get off, and you could take a ton of pictures with them. They don't do that so much anymore. It's a lot more of the fast pass stuff or the go to this location and get in line thing. But this feels a little bit more spontaneous, even though it basically takes place in the same place every day. Well, that day we were in Hollywood Studios. It was a little bit rainy, so we weren't sure if it was going to happen. And we also weren't sure where specifically it was going to happen. We just happened to be in an area. My wife and my mom were in line to get a pretzel or something, and my dad was over with me and Lucy. We're just kind of sitting there, and all of a sudden, this van with, like, guys in a band or whatever comes by, and they're like, oh, look, it's Minnie Mouse and Snow White. And I thought they meant that they were pointing at some kids dressed up as Minnie Mouse and Snow White. And then I look over, and I see that Snow White is actually standing on the stoop of, at the bottom of the stoop of one of those, you know, kind of fake buildings. And then I looked over a little bit more and I could see Minnie Mouse. And so we went down there and there must have been like 15 characters or so. So there was Snow White in kind of her winter clothes, because it was a little bit colder, and Minnie Mouse in her red dress. And then the evil queen from Snow White was there, and Pocahontas and her raccoon friend, and Mulan, and, oh gosh, there were so many, including Max from Goof Troop, which was a totally crazy one, because I didn't think they would even bother with that. Oh, and she saw Jessie from Toy Story. That was the one we went to first, and it was just really cool seeing all these characters that, you know, don't get a lot of spotlight. Some of them show up. I know Mulan's in China, and, you know, some of these other ones show up in different places, but it was just so cool to kind of have this more spontaneous thing, and people were kind of getting in line, and it was really quick, and you snap your picture, and you move on to the next one, and I think we wound up getting pretty much everybody we wanted. Lucy wanted to get in line for Minnie again, and we were kind of standing there, but they were saying that there was only a couple more minutes left, so we hopped on over and got a shot with Mulan. And then I think pretty much at that point it was over. And it was crazy. Like after 20 minutes, it pretty much disappeared. You know, it was almost like a mirage. It was there for a little bit. People enjoyed it. And then it was gone. So that was a really cool thing. I'll try and find the link to the site where my wife first found this out. But it was pretty close to the main area. I want to say it was back by the car stunt show a little bit, but down and around the corner. So it was neat. It's out of the way. That was a really fun thing to do. So yeah, we got back. Sunday was fine. I'm recording on Monday, as I have decided as a good way to do my schedule. This morning, I did my morning work. It took me a little while to get back into it. Of course, didn't help that I was writing about some show that I don't actually watch. But I think I got through it pretty well. And some of the guys are having a few things going on. So I did an extra post and was looking around for some other stuff to help out. But for the most part, it's kind of an easy slide back into work, which is good. Of course, Lucy has been used to so much attention all week that I think she is missing it today to an extent. Because she's had some freakouts. She wanted to wear her princess dress, and she did for a while. And then I could tell she was getting sleepy, and I didn't want her to, you know, make a mess of it, so I was able to take it off. The problem with the Sleeping Beauty dress is that, like, the sleeves are mesh, so I'm really worried about taking it off her and actually not ripping it. Plus, apparently, whatever the material they're made out of, they can't be washed or dry cleaned, so you need to, like, spot clean them, which is worrisome considering she's two and will probably make a mess of it within a few days. But try not to let that get to me. But she definitely screamed at me for a few minutes because I took it off her and then would not use words and was just pointing and screaming at things that she wanted me to get for her. But of course, that's a pretty clear sign that she was about to fall asleep. So I just kind of held on to her and she was fine with it. I played skateboarding for like 10 minutes and she was out. So I put her down, recorded the podcast, took care of some emails, did a few other things, and I'm actually in pretty good shape. So, you know, sometimes the transition back into work can be tough. I think it's maybe a little bit tougher for her to be away from like fun stuff all the time and back to kind of our boring old lives. But, you know, my car worked fine when I started it up, so we've got mobility. Hopefully it's going to start warming up relatively soon because it's mid-February, but I don't know, that might not happen until March. Aside from that, you know, this week's pretty basic. Although on the weekend, my in-laws are going to come down from New Hampshire. And part of the reason they're coming down this weekend is because I am going down into the city on Sunday for Toy Fair. I mentioned this in one of the last two episodes. And like I said, I'm going to try and snap a few pictures of some cool, like, kid-based stuff, but I'm mainly going there for the, you know, geekier collector side of things. And I have a bunch of appointments, so I'll see what I can do. But I'll keep an eye out, see if there's anything that kind of strikes my fancy that I'll let you guys know about next week when I record the show. And that's about it, you know. So I think I'm going to wrap things up here. You can check me out on poppapa.com. I will have show notes for this episode with links and a few extra pictures just so you can have kind of a visual idea of what I was talking about for a few things. I think I even took kind of a crowd shot of the surprise character appearance so that you can see where it's at and kind of get an idea for it because it was pretty crazy. You can also check me out on United Monkey. That's MONKEE.com, where I talk about movies, TV, comics, and the like. And then I have actually started posting again on Monkeying Around the Kitchen. That's all spelled normally, no spaces.com. Since I'm in catch-up mode from going back to like October, I'm doing some kind of bulk pieces that'll get a lot of recipes not only out there so that you guys know what I've been cooking, but also to keep a record of what I've made and kind of how I liked it and what I can remember about it, because going back to October is not easy as far as remembering how a recipe tasted. And of course, I am always on Twitter @PapaDietsch. That's PopPadietsch. All right, gang, have a good week.